It's your daily voice note talking about those uncomfortable conversations in your relationship, in your friendships, in your environment, in your family, in your mind. Listen to this podcast with an open mind. Treasure this podcast because nobody is ever going to tell you this. Hello everyone, happy Monday. Welcome to another podcast where I am going to be talking about allowing him to love you. And before we get into this podcast, I want to encourage you to please click those stars. Please click those stars. If you're listening on Spotify, just click those review stars. If you're listening on Apple, please click those review stars and just leave a comment. Now, if you just take a moment to leave a comment, it really helps this podcast because we're trying to grow up to 60%. At the moment, we are on just 41% because it has been noticed that a lot of you who listen to this podcast have not yet followed, subscribed, or left a review. So please make it a point to just do that. It will really help the podcast. Anyways, let's jump right into the podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about this topic, allow him to love you. Let me say this, as we enter into dating, as we start dating, we already have conditions and situations that we have already set for ourselves, that if this person does not do this, if this person does not do that, they don't love me, they don't care about me. You know, we already have preset conditions that we have already put across. But I want to come here and say to you that scrap those preconditions and let someone treat you according to how they feel about you. You can only know how people feel about you if you give them the space and the time to show that to you. Now, I'm calling you out, so many girls out there, so many ladies like me as well. Everything I talk about, it means that I have experienced at one point, one way or another. Hence the share. But the main important point of what I'm trying to say is we get into situations whereby we don't allow that person, or we don't allow him to come into our lives and sort of love us. You know, you have already set your pace. You've said, if he doesn't take me to dinner, he doesn't love me. If he doesn't buy me that expensive gift, he doesn't love me. If he doesn't take me out to the cinema or for a movie, he doesn't love me. But you haven't given him a chance to love you in the way that he best knows how to love. You have to let people treat you. You have to let people love you in the way they best know. And then you can go to them and say, look, hold on a minute. Honestly speaking, the way you are loving me or the way that you're caring for me is not the way I'm receiving it. That takes me to the love language. We all have different love languages, the way we receive love and the way we give love. So some people, the way in which they give love is not the way someone receives it. For example, some people, physical touch is the way they give love, you know. That's just them. But for you, physical touch does nothing for you. You know, you're someone who prefers acts of service. You prefer someone who does things to give you that love, you know, like maybe empties the dishwasher or maybe drives you, you know, to the shop, or probably helps you pick up your bags. You know, that's your kind of way of feeling cared for, feeling nurtured and being accepted. So it's something that I want to say to you, and is you have to understand how you love and how you receive love, because it's so important. You have to let that man love you. Some of us women have got into a situation whereby you have already criticized the man before he can actually show you what he can do. I'm gonna repeat that. You have already criticized him before he can show you what he can do. You need to allow him to show you what he can do, how he treats you, what he thinks when he does whatever he does to you, and then you can go ahead and make that decision. Allow him to love you. And I'm saying this because there are situations in my life whereby I have said to someone maybe that I'm dating, I'm like, you haven't done this. You didn't send me a gift. You know, I've been waiting for a gift. You didn't even send me for a gift. You didn't send me a good morning message. You didn't send me a good afternoon message. Or you haven't even taken me out for dinner. Like, I've already said these things to him, but I've not allowed him to actually do it. Wait for a month. Wait for 2 months and be like, okay, it has been a month. I haven't seen this. You know, it has been a couple of weeks, you haven't done this, you know, then that's when you can sort of just say those things, but don't go ahead and just be like, you know, sorry for that sound. But you have to give him the chance to love you. See how he shows love. See how he interprets the word love to you. You know, don't go ahead and sort of put a limitation or a roadblock to how you want someone to love you in the way that you perceive love. But sometimes if you allow someone to love you in the way they perceive love, you may be able to discover and unlock certain things about love, certain things about care, certain things that you don't even, you know, you don't even understand. For example, I had a friend of mine who said to me one time that my boyfriend, when my nails grow, my toenails, he just literally sits on the bed and he cuts my toenails. Like, he enjoys cutting my toenails, and it's like, ugh, you know, it's very horrible. But then she was like, no other man I've been with has done this for me, and him doing this for me is his way of like, I'm taking care of you, so you know what, I can add something to you as a person. So now just imagine that. If, for example, you just said, oh, I want to cut your toenails or something like that, and then you're like, oh, that's gross, I don't want that, I don't want you to cut my toenails, I prefer you to do something else, you know, we're wasting time being here. You're not letting him do what he can do in a way that he can do, and probably you may like it. And she said to me that, I love it. I love the fact that he just cuts my toenails. Like, he just literally cuts them. It's just a moment that we are together, he cuts them, we watch a movie. You know, we enjoy ourselves, and it's just nice to see that he doesn't find it gross to look at my feet, and he enjoys it. So this is just to say that as much as you have a list of requirements of things that a man should do in order for you to be loved, you should let that man love in the way that he has been taught how to love, in the way that he has interpreted, have I said it well, love. And that way you can be able to know that this is the limit at which this person can love. Is this person willing to change? Is this person willing to increase on this love? You know, is this person willing to communicate with the kind of love that I know best, in the kind of way that I know how to be loved? You know, and when you see those things, then you're going to be able to make a judgment. But you can't make a judgment without allowing this person to sort of love you. You need to give people chances in your life. It doesn't matter if physically he's not good looking. It doesn't matter if he's done this, he has done that. If you let sometimes people just be who they are around you, you will discover so much of what they can offer and what they can give you as a person. And it's very, very important for you to allow those things to happen. So this podcast has just been about encouraging you to allow. It doesn't even only equate to your, you know, emotional relationships between a man and a woman, or a woman and a man, or a man and a man, a woman and a woman, any kind of sort of relationship that you've got. He also equates to friendships as well. And I've talked about it in my female friendship podcast, which is the one before this one. So please go and check it out. It talks about all those kind of things of letting people treat you how they feel, giving people that space and that silence, and see what they do within that period of time. So listen to that podcast, but it says quite a lot. So with all that said, I just want to say to you that let us get out of the umbrella of the box that we have put in how we should be loved, or someone how they should love me, or this. There are things that you can't break, like your values, your culture, and certain things, core things, are core to you as a person, you know. Like, your religion may be a core to you, you know. Like, your culture could be a core. Your values of what you hold, that is different. But, you know, tiny things of loving and letting this person love you, you have to get into a space whereby you should let him love you. You should just let him show you the love that he can give to you. Don't restrict him. Don't pinpoint every single time. Because it's really a dangerous thing. And I heard someone saying, I can't remember who it was, but I watched, they were saying that sometimes you get into a habit of criticizing, and you criticize to a point whereby this person has just become a chore to you. Now you start looking outside, you start saying, oh, my ex did this better, or the person that I was did it better, because you've got into a point of where you criticize this person every single minute. Imagine this was you, and you were with someone, and you criticize them for everything that they did. They will never grow. I can't personally grow and I'm criticized, because when I'm criticized all the time, I live in that criticism. You know, for example, you criticize a man all the time, he will live in that criticism. He will live in that situation of being criticized, and he will perform according to the criticism that you're giving him. So this is nothing to say to you, you know, get out of that relationship, do this about this relationship. But it's just to say, you know, allow this person to love you, and then you can make the judgment. Let me say to you, there are different things before I end up ending the podcast right now. There is a difference between treatment and love. If someone is hitting you or being abusive to you verbally and physically, and they are saying to you, "This is how I love you," that is not it. You should not accept that kind of behavior, because that is behavior. It's not out of love. You know, there is no way, book or theory or anywhere written in any book anywhere, that says that love is abusive or love is manipulative or love is gaslighting. There is a difference whereby someone gaslights you, abuses you, manipulates you. That is different. What I'm talking about is, you know, you are with someone, you're starting to talk with someone, give them a chance to show you, you know, what they do, you know, what is their way of loving. Is it acts of service? Is it physical touch? And then you can say to them how you feel. I was talking to a friend of mine one time, and she said she's in a relationship with this guy, and they really had an argument because the boyfriend is physical touch, she is acts of service. And when the boyfriend is feeling down, she sometimes just goes and sits next to him and they cuddle. And then he looks at her and he says, "Thank you so much. You've made me feel better. I really appreciate it. I feel so much better." And then she looks at him. She's like, "I did nothing. I literally did nothing. I just sat next to you and that's it." And he's like, "Yeah, but that's more than enough." And for her on the other side, she prefers that if he wakes up in the morning and maybe empties the dishwasher, maybe drives her to the shop to buy some shopping, or, you know, helps her carry the shopping bags back to the house and helps, you know, put them in the fridge, you know, maybe making her a cup of tea, that is her way of loving. And then she was telling him, like, "You don't do this for me, you don't do that for me." And then he was like, "But I do this other thing for you." And she's like, "No, my way of receiving how you love me is if you just sometimes empty the dishwasher, then I'll feel good." You know, so that kind of understanding and that kind of letting someone love you in the way they know how to love is so important. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please do not forget to share, follow, leave a review. Please leave a comment of whatever you think about the podcast, whatever you want me to talk about the podcast. The only way I can't talk about your topic is, or your mindset, or not mindset, sorry, or what you're thinking in your mind, is only if you leave a review and leave a request, then probably that would help so much. Anyways, apart from that, I shall love you and leave you. Until next time, next week on Monday, same time, 6 o'clock. Bye-bye.